Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend marked the beginning of a major holiday for many Asian communities, Lunar New Year. We bid farewell to the Year of the Rabbit, or Year of the Cat if you're Vietnamese, and welcome the Year of the Dragon. According to the latest census data, roughly 20% of the city of Sacramento's population identify as Asian, which means there are a lot of unique traditions and celebrations, but also a preservation of cultural heritage. Joining us now to talk about the significance of Lunar New Year for their communities are Rung Fong Shu with the Chinese New Year Culture Association and Tito Wong, who is with the Vietnamese American community of Sacramento. Welcome to you both. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Vicky. Big fan. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. Rung Fong, I want to start with you. Given that Lunar New Year this year, it's commemorating, celebrating the Year of the Dragon, what does that symbolize? What would you like people to know?
I like people to know that the Chinese zodiac, there are 12 animals. Dragon is not a real animal, it's an imaginary animal, but it symbolizes quite different from the Western culture. Western culture, dragon is bad and evil, but in the Chinese culture, it is good luck, prestige, power, authority, knowledge, wisdom, all the good things about it. So this year that we're celebrating coming up, the Year of the Dragon, is a good year for all of us because we're going to have lots of challenge, lots of good opportunity for the better for everyone.
Yeah. And challenges can always be difficult, but they make us better. That's how you grow.
Yes. Correct. Agree.
Well, Tito, what does Lunar New Year mean for you each year and especially this one?
Oh, that means a lot of work, Vicky. I mean, you can tell my voice is gone. Last 3 days, we've been having a big Lunar Festival at Oak Grove Park for the first time we ever done that, 20 years in the making. So it was great. I think for us, the Vietnamese American community, Lunar is really a celebration of getting together. As you know, a lot of other ethnic groups and other communities celebrate Lunar New Year. But for us as a diaspora community, you know, it's an opportunity to get the three generations to come together and celebrate our culture, our festivities, our tradition and heritage. For me, as somebody who's been involved for so long, it's tiring, but it's so, so well worth it and so rewarding just to get exposure from various ethnic groups and communities. Oak Grove is a thriving and a very diverse community, just to see people from all different walk of life, different groups, celebrating and recognizing that, you know, the AAPI community has a voice, has an event that they can celebrate and enjoy. Whether it's a dragon, a rabbit, a cat, I'm not too far on any of those symbolism. For us, it's community, family, celebration, solidarity. All that means a lot to us.
Well, I am happy that you almost lost your voice because that symbolizes you had a lot of fun. Given that it was 20 years in the making, I'm glad that you had such a great time and it was such a success. How was it? How kind of give us a front row seat to how it was this weekend.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Vicky. Well, you know, Little Saigon is the heart of Sacramento for us. We've been celebrating that on the corner of Stockton Boulevard and Fruitridge and Florence for a long time. Oak Grove, as you know, is a growing city, very, very diverse and integrated. A bigger venue. Our communities have reached out to us and say they wanted something bigger. We deliver. Obviously, Oak Grove has welcomed us with, you know, open arms. The administrative logistics, it's just a lot of work. As you know, it's a public park. So a lot more paperwork, a lot more vigilance and risk management and all that. But we made it through. Started at 9 o'clock with the parade. 2 days of entertainment, line dances, a lot of food festivities. All the channel, local televisions were there to showcase. Over 25 vendors. I don't know how to start and how to end, Vicky, but it's a blur to me, to be honest. But just to see our kids wearing our outfits and be able to celebrate with the red envelopes and hearing firecrackers, fake firecrackers, not the real ones. But nonetheless, it was still a lot of fun.
You're talking about, I mean, of course, being part of a diaspora and having the experiences of refugees, but having an event like this over the weekend, you know, is really preserving these traditions and this heritage and what this means for generations to come, for younger generations.
Yes, yes, Vicky, very true. I mean, as you can tell, a lot of our folks, this is what, 50 years after the Vietnam War, many of us are boat people. I was a 11-year-old kid on that boat, can literally still smell that gasoline water that we drank. Most of my members are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. The elders are in their twilight years. They don't have a lot of time left, let alone, you know, being able to participate in something like this. So Kelly and her team, the NorCal Chamber of Commerce, stepped up. It's total collaboration from all the community-based organizations to come together and recognize that you know, we're standing on the shoulders of these sacrificed veterans who fought the war and chose freedom for us and sacrificed millions of lives on the way to in search for freedom. So I've never forgotten that. You know, I have kids of my own now, and I'm so proud and inspired to see them still acknowledge that, you know, that's past of the, that they live still means something. And it's not something we're embarrassed about. You know, it's to say that we're a boat person, used to be in a something that you kind of, you know, deem as a fob, but now it's your narrative. That's your story. You know, we're resilient and we're hardworking and we're resourceful. So I'm thankful. I mean, as you know, the AAPI community is strong and vibrant. It's not just our own community. We have a very, very strong and vibrant, unique AAPI communities, and so we're proud that all of us can celebrate together.
Well, Rung Fong, I know you have celebrations coming up as well, and when it comes to the Chinese community in California, I mean, it's embedded with the founding of our statehood. You know, you have some events coming up later this month. Tell us about them.
Yes, our event is on Saturday, February 24th, from 11 to 5 at Luther Burbank High School. It's going to be an exciting day, all day. Actually, I would recommend people to go there a little earlier because our lion dance will start at 10:50. So we're going to be there a little earlier. And we'll start from the lion dance will take us to the auditorium. We have fantastic performing arts show coming up. And we have activity outside the auditorium too, which is on the campus. We have culture demonstration, children's games, such as Chinese calligraphy writing, paper cutting, paper folding to make lanterns, Chinese lantern, because the February 24th happens to be the 15th day of the new year, and that's the ending of the celebration traditionally. And at that day, we usually have lantern competition, and also we will eat special food called tang yuan, a dumpling round inside is sesame seed, sesame paste, okay? All kinds of good food that we will eat during the 15 days, okay? Anyway, back to what we're going to do that day. We also have children's games such as kick, jianzi. Jianzi is something that we made it ourselves in the Chinese tradition. You wrap up a coin with cloth and then you put some feather on it and you just kick it and see how many times the kids can kick, you know? That's one game. And there will be, there's something exciting. We have making figurine by using flour dough. That is something exciting.
Wow.
We have this lady, she knows how to do it. It's exciting. All kinds of figurines, dragon and Snow White, anything. They're just beautiful. And face painting,
a lot of stuff. And we have a link
stuff,
and we
yes.
have a link on our website too. So
okay,
get there
great.
Early
uh-huh.
and
yes, yeah,
then people
right.
can
that's
have
right.
fun the
yeah.
entire day.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the 27th year that this food
yes.
festival is taking place. And when talking with Tito about just, you know, the cycle of generations, I mean, there are people who've probably gone since the beginning and that they now have families of their own now and they're going to this spring festival. It must be so special.
Very special. 27 years. Yes, we started the Chinese New Year Culture Association started in 1997. Our first celebration was 1998, and we held at El Grove Laguna Town Hall. There was just not that many people, but now we've expanded to we've went to California State University, Sacramento, your campus here, and then we went to Masonic Temple and went to Hiram Johnson for some years. Now we're at Luther Burbank High School. And we love Luther Burbank High School because the facility is newer and the parking lot is great. Acres of parking lot. There's no problem about
Which
parking.
Which means it's grown a lot in the last 27 years.
Yes. And talking about growing a lot, our auditorium show tickets almost sold out. So there's still some tickets, but they are our fairground activity, you don't need admission tickets, so anybody can go there. But if you want to see the ticket, you got to go there earlier. We do reserve number of tickets at the window for people to purchase. We don't reserve, it will be sold out.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad we're having this conversation about a week and a half before that event, so people can get their tickets.
Yes.
Rongfeng and also Tito, thank you so much for this conversation, and some hot tea and honey for you, Tito. For your throat.
Thank you, Vicky.
Me too.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. It was a pleasure. Rongfeng Xu is with the Chinese New Year Culture Association, and Tito Wong is with the Vietnamese American Community of Sacramento, and they are talking to us about Lunar New Year celebrations in Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests as well as the event, the Spring Festival, later this month at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.